Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Darren will be here in just a second. It's Wednesday, the 9th. The Rockies won earlier today. I've got football on the television, which is fantastic. By the way, if you've missed any part of tonight's show or any of our other shows, just go to audioboom.com and check out our podcast. You can catch previous episodes of our show and listen to it, share with friends, post to Facebook, all that fun stuff. Go to the Darren Copeland Experience Facebook page as well. You can also download the Mile High Sports app to your phone, Android or Apple, or just listen to us through your computer. Stream us live at www.milehighsportsradio.com. You can find us almost anywhere.
Did you mention what day it was today?
I said it was Wednesday.
Yeah, well, what
August 9th.
Come on. Guess what day it is.
The day before the Denver Broncos' first football game at Soldier Field.
Come on.
Is it still called Soldier Field?
I know you can hear me.
I know I can hear you. It's Wednesday. What do you want me to say?
I believe it's still called Soldier Field.
Good.
Come on.
I thought they moved to a new stadium.
What's that girl's name? Gladys? Hey, Gladys, I know you can hear me. Guess what day it is?
It's Wednesday. See, if you're going to make the laugh, then I don't even need to say it.
I haven't done it yet, but I will.
I know you will. Which is why I'm trying to avoid it.
Guess what day it is?
It's Wednesday!
Guess what day it is?
Wednesday!
Guess what day it is?
God bleeping Wednesday! I came in a good mood tonight. starting to fill with rage.
Finish him!
Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody?
Yeah, I do this just because you get so much joy out of that.
Woo-hoo!
And it's just not, I don't understand.
Now, Chichi Portero, we can't play that until Big Fuzz actually said, what do you have to say?
I have to say Wednesday.
No, I don't think that's what you say.
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
I can hear you just fine.
Guess what day?
It is hump day!
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo! Woo!
Damn both of you to hell. Both of you. All right, now you're just gloating. Let it stop it.
All right, that made me feel okay. That made me feel better. See, all you had to say was that we could have got it done in like 2 seconds.
Well, that was a lot longer than 2 seconds.
Well, because you were drawing it out.
I didn't draw it. I just wanted to get past it and be like, it's Wednesday, the day before the Broncos' first preseason game. Let's move on. But you got to do your little dance, your little turn on the catwalk with your woo-woo.
I do my little turns on the catwalk.
Yeah, woo-woo.
So what are you most looking forward to about watching for this Broncos game?
So the offensive line. I'm curious to see two things, maybe three. So tomorrow night I'm going to be looking for the offensive line and the running game. I want to see how this new offensive line stacks up against other players that aren't also wearing orange and blue.
Okay.
They've looked good in practice. I'm curious about these running backs. They're going to play them all.
Except for Jamal Charles.
I'd be surprised. Well, yeah, he probably won't get in. He could play. I mean, he's not injured. He can play. So, you know, maybe they're just holding him out for another game. But he's going to have to play at some point unless he gets hurt in practice. And I'm also curious to see our defensive interior. We went out and spent a lot of the Broncos went out and spent a lot of money.
Dominic Pekka.
To shore up that interior run defense. But now, and they said that's looked pretty good too, increase the pass rush. But now we've got some injuries on the other defensive end line opposite Von Miller. So we're going to have to see, you know, who steps up there. Here's the problem. They have too many good players for not enough positions at both running back and on the offensive line. Sombrilo is going to be off the team.
Probably.
He's not going to make the team.
Well, that should tell you that this offensive line has improved.
Well, I mean, if you're a scrub player, you don't have very far to go to get better. And he was a scrub player. He was just never good. But they went out.
He looked pretty good his rookie year.
Again, what games are people watching? Like, what? I saw him just get blown by and pancaked. Here's the problem. His footwork was never very good. He was never very good at speed rushers. If someone tried to bull rush him, he was strong enough upper body to hold him off. But then he gets hurt because when you do that enough times, you're going to put stress on the body and you're going to get hurt. But his footwork was never fast enough to handle speed rushers. And that's a problem because he never saw anybody like that in that division or conference that they play in.
Speed rushers?
They didn't see anybody like he saw on the NFL level. So I have my doubts. You know I had my doubts about Bowles.
Yeah.
But at least Bowles, in his 1 year at Utah, some NFL quality defensive players and did a decent job with them. So, and he's mean.
He is.
Sombrilo is not.
I feel like the whole offensive line is mean.
Well, you've got attitude. You've got three new players that bring a mean attitude, and that's what your offensive line has to be. They have to be mean attitude type players. But you've got too many good players at running back. Stephen Ridley has been tearing it up. The guy they just recently signed.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the two new rookies who are going to make the team because they're going to be on special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Charles, Jawan Thompson.
Yeah.
Devin Booker, who they're not going to give up on year two. And the starter who will be injured by third quarter of the first game.
C.J. Anderson.
Yeah. Because that's what he does. C.J. Anderson starts slow and then makes up for it by getting hurt.
Well, I think that Gary Kubiak's offense is a difficult offense to be a running back in if you don't have the cutback, if you don't have the chop block. I'm just saying that it made it really easy for Terrell Davis, and I'm not saying taking anything away from him. He is Hall of Famer.
I don't think easy is the right word.
Not the easy, but it's a very difficult. It's a difficult offense for a running back. You take a lot of punishment. I mean, even with Terrell Davis, I mean, it's the reason why he was so short is because it's, you know, when you're running it 30, 40 times, basically.
His career was short because he just got a bad break. I mean, he got his knee blown out on an interception. People to this day still blame Brian Griese for the end of Terrell Davis's career.
I blame Matt Lepsis.
Well, he's the one that ran into him.
Well, that's why I blame him.
So, I mean, Matt Lepsis is just trying to make a tackle, man. Terrell Davis was there in the wrong place at the wrong time. Had there not been an interception, that play never happens. So people blame Brian Griese. I just call it fate. People are counting on CJ this year. I never count on CJ because he never makes a full season.
I never count on CJ. He's like the opposite of an abacus.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.